It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Podcast number 287. Thank you for downloading. I'm Lane Mitchell. This past week on the show, we initiated a little bit of a campaign. I made a phone call, and less than 18 hours later, I was paid a visit by our city's mayor. We'll get to that shortly. And if you enjoy the podcast, don't forget to rate it on iTunes or tell your friends.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
A man from Spain traveled to London on Friday just to be the first in line to purchase the new Apple Watch. His girlfriend says they made the 12,000-kilometer journey and planned their entire vacation around the watch. You believe that? He has a girlfriend. I did not see that coming. M. Night Shyamalan himself could not have orchestrated a better plot twist. In TV news, fans of Grey's Anatomy have started a petition to try to get Patrick Dempsey back to the show. The petition reads, "It's like you've killed the president of Grey's Anatomy. You have to bring Derek back now, immediately." Nearly 5,000 people have signed it so far. And just to recap, how do we feel about child labor in foreign sweatshops? That's what I thought. McDreamy leaves a TV show, though. That's when we take action. And select Starbucks are selling $50 gift cards for $200. Yes, really. A limited edition glass and ceramic Mother's Day premium Starbucks card. It's the perfect way to show her that you care, while also reminding her that your questionable financial decisions will likely leave you to move home any day.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
You may have seen a greater number of men walking around with painted fingernails this week than usual. It's part of a social media campaign inviting men to show their support for Bruce Jenner using the hashtag PaintYourNailsForBruce. Unopened boxes of Wheaties, by the way, featuring Bruce Jenner on the cover, now selling for $255 on eBay. And TV news, I told you last week about a Full House spinoff, Fuller House, making its way to Netflix. A Lifetime Network is apparently planning to make an unauthorized Full House tell-all movie. And John Stamos, Uncle Jesse, has been bickering about it on Twitter. Also found this interesting. I read that the Olsen twins say they weren't even asked to be a part of Fuller House. Not that they could afford them, but come on. And the Apple Watch began shipping last Friday. It was really only a matter of time before somebody tried to turn it into a high-tech whoopee cushion. Fart Watch is an app that uses your iPhone to remotely trigger a fart sound effect to play from your iPhone. Yes, kids, the future is here.
The Lane Mitchell Show on Sonic 1029.
You have reached the office of Mayor Iverson.
Wait, did she say Iverson? Like with an R?
Of Mayor Iverson. Mayor Iverson. Iverson. Iverson.
I don't know, I heard an R. Anyway.
Please make a selection from the following menu items.
You have reached the office of Mayor Don Iverson. Please leave a detailed message, including your name, number, and the reason for calling.
Hi, Mayor.
To send this message, press pound.
Oh, hell no.
Recording.
Hi, Your Majesty. No.
Recording.
Hello, Your Royalness? Royalness?
Recording.
Hello, Your Worship. There it is. Hang on, let's start again.
Recording.
Hello, Your Worship, Mayor Iverson. It's Lane Mitchell calling. I host the afternoon radio show on Sonic 1029 here in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, formerly City of Champions. I heard about the slogan thing. I think you're right. I think the era of the slogan has passed. I would like to talk to you, however, about an interesting proposal involving the former City of Champions sign. Call me back, please. 423-1029. Again, 780-423-1029. My name is Lane Mitchell. Thank you.
Your message has been sent.
The Lane Mitchell Show on Sonic 1029.
Big weekend for movie fans. Avengers Age of Ultron is out. Other movie news? An adult film, Batman vs. Superman, XXX, and Axel Braun parody, will be released next month. Yeah, a Batman and Superman-themed porno. I gotta be honest, I just can't wait to see what Batman stores in that utility belt of his. Also, I'm not so secretly hoping Alfred doesn't make an appearance. And everyone's talking about Bruce Jenner's gender reassignment. No. Bruce Jenner's gender reassignment. You know, on one hand, it's great that he, she is a trailblazer for people who are struggling with gender issues. There's a fine line, though, between trailblazing and exploiting, and I kind of think that Bruce Jenner has just crossed that line with a new documentary series where he, she will show how he, she golfs with breasts. Not like using the... like they still use clubs. Anyway. And Bud Light has gassed its new slogan following massive media outcry. The slogan? The perfect beer for removing no from your vocabulary for the night. Yeah, a lot of people say it sounds a little rapey. Now, while I don't disagree, I do think it's kind of sad that that's where our brains immediately go whenever we hear the word no.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Shooting is well underway for Zoolander 2, and cameos continue to stack up, one of which is said to be Justin Bieber. And TV news, Brian Williams says he will not bow out gracefully from his job at NBC. It's not going down without a fight. NBC's internal investigation leaked, which found he had actually twisted the facts of 11 stories over the years. Guy isn't exactly a beacon of credibility anymore, is he? And an elderly man left a small fortune to the guy who used to clean his rain gutters. Builder Daniel Sharp, who was left more than $500,000 by Ronald Butcher, was shocked to hear about the will. Apparently, the pair became friendly after Sharp refused payment to clean the 75-year-old's gutters. And do you know who Ryan Adams is? American singer-songwriter Ryan Adams? Not Brian, Ryan Adams. I know Brian Adams, Ryan Adams, they're both singer-songwriters. Names sound kind of similar. Well, you wouldn't be the first to mix them up. In fact, 13 years ago, the guy was playing a show. Somebody requested Summer of 69. He had them removed from the venue. Apparently, he's a little more at peace with the mix-up these days. He played a two-night stand in Nashville the other night and closed out the performance with, yeah, Summer of 69. Now, why did I read the story? I'll be honest, I just couldn't pass up the headline, Ryan Adams Honors 69 Request.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
It's the 4th of May. All right. May the 4th be with you. It was also on this date in 1968 that McDonald's debuted the Big Mac. Yeah, 47 years ago today, which is amazing, really. The last Big Mac I had didn't taste a day over 40. And as you know, riots erupted in the streets of Baltimore, and magician David Blaine to the rescue. Yeah, he showed up and performed card tricks for protesters last Wednesday. More surprisingly, his performance made many tensions disappear. See what I did there? Yeah, you get it. And electric car maker Tesla released a groundbreaking new product on Thursday. And surprisingly, it wasn't a car. The Tesla Powerwall. It's a lithium-ion battery that powers your entire household using energy harvested from solar power. In other news, Tesla clearly has no idea how many lights people leave on in your home. And Milli Vanilli, remember them? They're recording a brand new album. Or should I say, just recording an album. They lip-synced the last one, right? Fab Morvan, not sure if he's Milli or Vanilli, but he's the sole surviving member of Milli Vanilli. He's putting out a CD entitled Face Meets Voice, a true Milli Vanilli experience.
The Lane Mitchell Show, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Earlier this week, I heard that City Council voted in favor of shedding Edmonton of our City of Champions slogan. I initiated a campaign to get one of those seven legendary signs for our Sonic control room. This morning, I spoke with Mayor Iveson in person about my proposal. Off the record, I'll confess, I was more than a little disappointed he didn't just have one of the signs strapped to the roof of his Subaru. Apparently, it's not quite that simple. I asked about the criteria that required to make something like this happen. How do we get this City of Champions sign into our Sonic control room? Is it a petition thing? Is it a charity thing? I was told the issue wouldn't even be brought before council to begin weighing options until the end of June. We've got some time here. But really, when you think about it, this isn't Mayor Iveson's decision to make, nor is it that of City Council. It's up to you. Mayor Iveson is just the guy we entrusted with the responsibility of executing that plan, your plan. Now, Iveson says we are in a post-slogan era. Maybe you agree with that. Maybe you disagree. But we don't need to stop being champions. We aren't champions because we have a sign that says so. We aren't champions because the Oilers won two games in a row back in the 80s. It was more? Okay, it was more than that. Most agree we are champions because of how we handled the events of Black Friday in 1987. I respectfully disagree. Yeah, it wasn't because we handled those events with the grace and poise of a champion. That was merely the event that made us aware of our champion spirit that was there all along. Now, I won't lie. I love the idea of displaying a trophy of our city's heritage here at Sonic 102.9. That is not the reason I started this campaign. No, it's because the minute we fired up this FM transmitter 10 years ago, this station has been about one thing. You. I mean, hey, Ma, I'm on Sonic. Sonic's listener advisory board. Choose the music. Sonic Band of the Month, putting your bands on the radio. This is your station. This is your city. You are the champions.
We are the champions, my friend.
Yeah, you're a champion. And you over there.
We'll keep on fighting till the end.
Yeah, whose tax dollars paid for that sign? Yours did. Yeah, that sign belongs to champions like you. Question is, how do we, as a station, Sonic 102.9, earn that privilege from you? Just tell me how.
The Lane Mitchell, the Lane Mitchell Show. Podcast. Yeah. Like what you're hearing? Check out the Garner Andrews Show to Go podcast at sonic1029.com.